Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. A33, Monday morning here on KSJE. You're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program. Joining me now in our visual radio studio to talk a little bit about the San Juan College Health and Human Performance Center and the exercise word, Chris Sharp is here, who is the equipment maintenance manager over at the HHPC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to talk a little bit about some new equipment that you guys have over there and what it can be used for, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having me. And yeah, we'll go over some of the new stuff we have and what you can do with it.
Okay.
How you can add it to your normal workout.
Some of this stuff, I saw the pictures and the videos, doesn't look like exercise equipment to me. It looks like torture equipment, but...
Yeah, you know, it definitely, some of it can have that visual,
right.
Intimidation but factor, but...
Some of it looks really fun,
yeah,
too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, some of the stuff I'll probably stay away from, but some of the stuff looks really cool.
Some of them you might even be getting a workout and not even realize that you're getting a workout. You know?
Well, so that can always be a good thing, too, right?
It is, especially.
So how long have you been over at the HHPC? How long have you worked over there?
So I've been there for 10 years, on and off through different positions.
But, okay.
Namely on fitness equipment repair and done some...
Sure. And you were telling me that your job now is to kind of look at what's new out there in exercise equipment and recommend maybe what to add to the current offerings over at the HHPC?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work with, a couple supervisors. We get together and we talk about equipment that, has been asked for or requested by members.
Right.
And then also kind of take that and... that information and try to make the best judgment we can to get equipment that fits a wide array of fitness styles.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the things. You sent me some pictures of this stuff that looks, again, really interesting. And this first one is a tread wall, not a tread mill, right? Like we normally see it on the floor. This is on the wall. This is vertical.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So same principle, the big thing for this one is that you don't have to have a belayer, so you can continuously climb without having a belayer, still be in that safe bouldering height. So if you wanted to do, simulate the Yosemite climb, from like the free run movie that Alex Honnold
sure.
Just put out. You could do that essentially because you could climb for
It's like a climbing wall that doesn't stop, is what you're telling me, right?
Exactly.
I mean, so for folks who are looking at this picture on our visual radio platform, it is this climbing wall basically just moves as you climb it, right? And so you can set the speed, I suppose, of how fast these things are disappearing and appearing.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can definitely. Change that speed and slow it down for, maybe a more technical route or something like that.
Right.
Speed it up for just hashing it out.
Okay. That looks interesting.
Very awesome.
And again, you're never too far off the ground at any given time. You're only...
So some of our climbers that are waiting for the climbing wall to open, they're able to actually use this machine without... supervision.
Right, they can just start it up.
Belayer. Yep.
Okay.
They can go.
There you go. Very cool. Well, that looks like a lot of fun, but only one at a time, right? It's not really big enough for anybody else to be next to you.
It definitely has a width for two people, but, safety reasons, probably best to just use one.
Okay. All right. The other thing I want to show people, now we've got some videos here, and this is looks actually really cool. This is what kind of equipment? What did you call this?
So this is the React Trainer, it's a functional trainer. So functional being that you're not just working one muscle out. You're doing a
a muscle workout. Group, right?
Yeah.
Or something? Okay.
Yeah, so on this one, you're actually focusing a lot on like eccentric motion, which is something that, you know, while we work out, we ignore sometimes. We're not so much worried about those contractions or the repetitive contractions. So this is one of those machines that you know, you jump on and you may not even realize that you are working out.
Yeah,
just
I could listen to my podcast all day long. I'm doing this thing, right? Just sitting there, right?
Well, you know, it seems like the average user is about 3 to 4 minutes on this thing. So you get a really awesome workout.
That's all it takes?
In a very short amount of time. So you'll feel what you would in a 30-minute squat workout within 2 minutes on this machine.
Interesting. Okay. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, and it's super awesome because the user can change the workout essentially by how they are oriented on the machine. So they can be in like the lunge position like he is right there.
Like we're showing, right?
Yep.
And do it that way.
And then you know, you can be in that lateral position or the just standard athletic position.
Just stand there, right?
Yeah.
But it's all working different muscles, I would assume, and muscle groups, right?
Yeah, so
which
you
is
get
the point.
Legs, core, and then also it's a mind workout. You're working stability.
Right, balance, I suppose, a little bit maybe.
Yeah, lots of balance.
Okay.
And then, you know, it seems to be very popular with a very wide variety of users, you know, rehabbers that maybe don't want that impact on the knees and,
you know,
et cetera. But awesome machine. Definitely check it out.
Nice. So, okay. How many of those did you buy? Just the one?
Just one, but we've got requests for more, so
maybe
in the future.
Like most exercise equipment, I assume none of these things that we're showing people are cheap.
No, they definitely take some major thinking about, you know, it's an investment.
Sure.
So, and we keep them for 7 to 8 years.
Right.
Sometimes even longer. So
but stuff that most people can't afford to put in their home gym either.
Yeah. It's hard to have in the home gym.
Yeah.
So just come on over to the
HHPC. That's why you guys got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now here's the thing that looks like a torture chamber to me, but you tell me it's not. It's actually useful. So tell me what this thing is.
So this is a stretch rack, which is
See,
very
it sounds
important.
Bad. Stretch
yeah.
rack. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you don't get tied up and then like stretched out or
not
anything,
medieval.
But,
no. Okay.
But it is.
It can be useful.
It is very, very useful, and it's one of those things that, you know, we kind of skip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't focus on stretching as much anymore.
No, we don't. That's true.
But
it can be really helpful, right? And it's got a whole lot of, here's the next picture I want to show everybody, a whole lot of different uses, as you can see from all the different photos that we're showing of how people are using it, right? That's kind of, it's got a lot of uses.
And it also gives you like an idea. So if you're stretching for like golf, it actually has like golf stretches that you can do on there.
Okay.
You know. It's real important. Like I said, it's important to stretch those muscles out. Maybe even more important than working the muscle out itself.
Sure. Know? Well, especially as you're starting something new, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's really important. So that is a new piece of equipment. And you got one of those too? Just one?
Yeah, just one. Just one of those.
Nice.
But we don't have too many people fighting over it. It seems to be shared.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But maybe after the show you will.
Yeah.
See? That's what
so.
I'm thinking. Exactly. Okay. Well, now I'm showing this... this thing.
So this is the Rogue belt squat. And the big thing with this one is it simulates your regular squat, but complete spinal relief. I don't know if you noticed that the belt is down like by the hips.
Yeah.
So traditional squats, you have all that, the pressure of the bar on your spine. So this machine pretty much just gets rid of that. Yeah.
Right.
And, You can still get that same workout without putting that extra stress on the back.
That's interesting, and that's important. I know for a lot of folks, maybe you've had some back problems or things like that, but they still want to exercise and they still want to do some of these workouts, right? But they don't want to damage whatever they just got fixed.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it can also be used in that preventative way too. You know, like trying to save the spine or the back or whatever.
Make it you know, stronger so that you don't blow it out or something or have an injury. So I understand what you're saying. So interesting. Very good. All right. Next one is coming up here. And this is you. And this looks really heavy, this piece of equipment.
Yeah, so the thing that's cool about it is you can actually change the resistance on it, so you can make it lighter, you can make it heavier, you can do a wider a variety of workouts on it. You can do the traditional tire flip, you can do squats, you can do shoulder press.
Okay.
Tire flipping is definitely a big part of the fitness industry. Lots of very popular. Because we're educational, we can't really flip tires down the hallway. So
I wish you could, but they would frown upon that, wouldn't they? So yeah, this is the next best thing.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And now here you are using it in a different way, right?
Yeah. So there you can use it like as squat or as a simulate squat
mm-hmm.
Style workouts.
Right.
And they're doing the shoulder press.
Okay.
Lots of things. The mind is the only limit to this
right.
machine.
Nice. And of course, with everything at the HHPC, you've got people there that can show you how to use it. You don't just have to watch these videos that you sent me to figure out how to use it. And if you have any questions, there's people all over the place that can help you and demonstrate how these things work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an awesome staff. Everybody's well-educated with our new stuff. And they can give you the runaround and tell you what to use and how to use it.
Very good. And how often, I suppose, too, right?
Yeah, we're not so much. We don't have as much personal training stuff, but okay. we can definitely advise and go from there.
Now this thing, it looks like a half finished swing set, but it's not.
Yeah, so it's actually a TRX rack that okay. you can set up for all those body weight style. Workouts. I don't know if anybody's familiar with TRX workouts, but
I'm sure my audience is, even if I am not. So I'm just somebody
it's
knows
definitely
about it.
It's definitely popular in the fitness industry. So we try to have a wide variety of equipment for everybody.
So with this thing, just I'm trying to visualize what you do. So you're hanging from these things.
So you actually hook like straps up to it.
Okay.
You can do like upside down. Push-ups, essentially, so pulling
right.
push-ups
okay.
instead of pushing pull-ups.
Sure.
You can do pushing-style pull-ups.
Okay.
Very, very,
intense.
Very useful. Very intense. Very
yeah.
intense, yes.
This is why I've never heard of it. So that would explain it, everyone. So that's understandable. Interesting. And then this thing is another piece of equipment that is brand new, right?
These, yep.
All these that we're showing are brand new. And this is what? What do we call this one?
So this is a hip thruster. Its official name is the Booty Builder.
Okay.
Little risque, but definitely an awesome machine. Notice that you get that negative motion, not so much just the regular motion. It is a very awesome machine, very popular, well requested by many of our members. And
gotcha. And I imagine you can adjust the weights on that too, probably, right?
Yeah. So you just add weights to it, so it's a plate loaded machine. So
just
you
like
can
we see. Sure.
And then it also adjusts to the user, so you can if you're taller, not as short as I am, you can push that thing back and get a not feel like you're.
You're crunched up,
yep.
right, or something. So, okay.
Yep.
Well, I can see how that can work. I mean, I can see there's a lot of muscles that are getting worked out with that thing.
Yeah.
And then what do we have here? This is another photo of.
So this is our multi-hip unit.
Okay.
Very, very good for rehabbers, which is who it was mostly requested by.
Okay.
Hips are hard things to work out, so. But you can do a wide variety of workouts on that machine as well. It's not just a rehab unit.
Right.
You can do glute workouts. You can do lots of good stuff on that thing.
Okay. And here's little examples of what you can use it for, right?
Like yep.
some of this stuff. So.
Yes, yeah, so you got the
legs and knees and thighs. So hips would make sense, right?
Yep.
There you go. And that is just a few of the new pieces of equipment that you've got over at the HHPC,
yeah,
correct?
Every year we're replacing equipment, and we're trying to replace equipment with, obviously, equipment that will be used by
right.
by people, but also the new stuff. The fitness industry, like any industry, is evolving. So
sure. But you still got the old standbys, right? You still got the stationary bikes and the treadmills and all the other stuff, right?
We're not getting rid of anything that that's been set in stone. So
okay.
That stuff's all still there, and just trying to add more options.
Got it. So, Chris, tell me how folks can join up or come check it out. I know it's here at the San Juan College campus, the Health and Human Performance Center, but you've got some deals coming up, I know, for folks
if
they're interested.
So we have a Black Friday sale coming up, which is on November 29th, and November 29th only. So definitely check this out. The annual pass is $225, 6-month $150, 3-month $75. Great deal. We already have cheap prices, but this price is
even cheaper.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't miss out on if
management probably wants you to use the word affordable.
Yes,
rather than cheap.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, cheap. You're not selling yourself out here.
There you go. But you also have a deal too for folks who are students here at San Juan College or folks who take some classes up here, right? They can also get a membership, right?
Yep. So if you have if you're taking 4 credit hours or more, you get a free membership. So definitely take advantage of that. Get educated and work out.
Get fit.
Yeah.
There you go. And then all these machines that we're showing folks this morning are included in the membership. It's not like different tiers or whatever. You have access to all of it.
Yep. And you also get some Group X classes. So if you want to, you know, jump into like a class-based setting, you can do that with the membership. So definitely take advantage of it. It's a smoking deal.
Good to know. Very good. And then you're having a food drive?
Yep.
For a few days, right?
Yeah, so from November 18th to the 23rd, we have a food drive going on. Bring your canned foods, your hams, your turkeys, I don't know about the hams and turkeys. It looks like it's just the cans for
canned
this
goods,
one.
Probably.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess you do.
Non-perishable.
Canned ham.
Yeah,
that could work, right?
I say hams and turkeys because we just did our turkey toss this last weekend, and we had United Way and Echo Food Bank here.
That's right.
And we got to have some people donate hams, turkeys, canned food.
Okay.
And usually we're right around that 400-pound food donation on that one day, so it's a pretty awesome event.
Very good. Well, congratulations. That was Saturday, right?
Yep.
This past Saturday. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Chris, we're out of time, I'm afraid to say, but thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you
for demonstrating
some
of this stuff and still having energy to come over and talk to me.
All right on. Well, yeah, thanks again for having me, and come check out the HHPC.
You can check it out, exactly. I know you're on Facebook, and if folks want to call, you can call the info desk. What's the number?
566-3410, and that's 505.
Okay. There you go, everybody. Chris Sharp, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
My guest here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, everybody. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.